Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. St. Cuthbert's Oratory is a home of prayer. It's our home together, and our primary purpose is to explore the purpose and practicalities of active prayer as revealed through Scripture. What quickly becomes clear is that there are many opinions about prayer. Yet prayer can only be understood through our relationship with God. My own view is that prayer is entering into the very presence of God. There are many reasons we would want to take that step, only one of which is to make demands of God. Today we too easily understand the word want in its material context, goods or services that I want to improve my life experience from my own perspective. We've been trained to think very much from the I perspective. What is in my interest? Jesus appears to approach want from an entirely different angle. In the Lord's Prayer, the only prayer Jesus taught his disciples, the opening states, "Our Father." No matter if I pray alone or in a group, it's still "Our Father." This tells me that when we pray, we're always to be conscious of the fact that we're part of something so much greater than my own personal horizons. Everything Jesus, and subsequently the whole of the New Testament, encourages us to think is to think more of others than ourselves. So when Jesus says, "I can ask for anything that I want," I do not see this as an invitation to plead for self-gratification. I may, like Jesus in Gethsemane, express my felt preference, yet quickly add, "Not my will, but yours be done." My preference cannot compete with God's express will and purpose. I can choose to walk away from that will in my own life and experience, but I cannot simply order a bespoke design for my mortal experience. I've always to balance my personal desires with those of God's kingdom, for it is God's name, God's kingdom, and God's will that fill the first half of the Lord's Prayer. I've found as I've deepened my own God encounter through continuous prayer, I've increasingly lost my appetite for all those vain things that charmed me most when younger, in both age and faith. Too often in the past, my requests, were they to be granted, would have severely limited my fruitfulness. Be careful what you wish for. As we enter into the God space today, I encourage you to consider prayer as your opportunity to journey deeper into God's heart. As with every love relationship, I very soon move away from wanting my own benefits, but develop a hunger to give to others. I love God and neighbor first. Amen. Most of my prayer is gazing upon God, and I am lost for words. My desire for God increasingly replaces those things that once grabbed my attention and which I contrived to possess. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Follow along with these daily meditations at home and join me this Sunday for Premier Life as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye. And God bless.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams One Coat Coverage Interior Paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.